And this one is going to be a very special episode of Good Take, Bad Take, because I'm joined by Kenna Page, my niece. Yes, Kenna, you're a longtime listener, first time caller. You excited to be on?
I don't know.
Wait, what do you mean you don't know? Consider the topic. The topic came straight from you, actually.
True.
We've got a list here by our friend Chris Willman. Taylor Swift's 50 best songs ranked. And I know before you start saying, oh my gosh, we're going to sit through all 50. No, we are not. We're going to go all the way to the top 10. How does that sound, Kenna Page?
Good.
So how long have you been a Swiftie? How long have you loved Taylor Swift?
Probably since I was like 5.
Okay, now you're 6. So.
No, I'm 8, by the way.
Close enough. It's all relative when you're an old man, such as myself. You know what? This isn't going to blow your mind. I started listening to Taylor Swift before you were ever even born. That's how long she's been around.
I was born 8 years ago.
She's been around longer than that, actually.
No, I haven't.
She has been around longer than 8 years.
Yeah, Taylor Swift.
Her music. Okay. Yeah, her music's
been around. I thought you were talking about me.
That means for as long as you've been alive, you've known of Taylor Swift. That's incredible. Okay, let's jump in. Okay, so let's see what our friend Chris says. Number 10 song is the song Gold Rush. And listening to the Folklore album, you could jump to assume that Gold Rush, like some of the other songs, is character writing. Otherwise, of course, why would Swift be coming up with a song about someone who's even prettier than she is, whose charm takes up all the oxygen in the room, right? But apparently it is not. So it's a phenomenal song about a price being paid for being around the kind of charisma. It's awesome. What do you think? Is it a song that you like? Yes, no?
I haven't listened to it. I only know, like, at least, like, 10 songs. No offense, y'all.
That's what you told me, but then when I played some of them, then you recognized it.
Just don't know the titles.
Okay. So number 10, we're going to say that's maybe. Okay, what about the song Anti-Hero at number 9 from Midnight, right? Midnights, when that first came out.
Well, I approve on that, I guess.
You approve of that?
Yeah,
I like that one, actually. When I first heard it, I was like, nah, I don't know. But I actually like it. The more I listened to that, the more I found to enjoy it. So is there a Taylor Swift song that you like a lot from that album?
I'm not sure. I don't really keep track of the albums.
Okay. Well, I liked Lavender Haze, actually. I really did like that one. That was the first song on that album. Maybe that's why it hooked me. But Anti-Hero is what Chris has as number 9. I know you're going to get excited as soon as we hit some of these ones that are your favorites. Okay, number 8, Right Where You Left Me.
I don't know that one.
Okay, it's a good one. Let's see, number 7, We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together.
Oh yeah, all the way. I think that deserves like probably like maybe like 4 or 5 though.
Okay, so it's at number 7 on this one, so I wonder what they put over the top of that one. So, this is number 6, Clean, from 1989.
I'm not sure if I've heard that one before, but yeah.
Not entirely sure?
No.
So, let's see, you're not going to play all of it so we don't make copyright issues, right? But let's just see here.
Yas.
Kenna Page.
Don't say my middle name. I don't like when you say my middle name.
Oh, okay.
No, I haven't heard this one.
Really? Okay. But she knows that We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together is probably better than that one.
Yeah.
Mirror Ball at number 5.
Yeah, I think that deserves a 5.
What about Style, number 4?
Yeah, that deserves 4.
Style is one that I like to whistle to. Did you know that?
Wait. We were playing it, like, earlier, and you were just...
Was I whistling along?
Yeah.
You know I whistle and don't even realize I'm doing it.
Oh, okay.
So I don't have to have, like, a cat bell or anything when I'm at the store. My wife can always find me. Your aunt can always find me because I'm whistling.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, it's kind of neat, actually. Okay, hold on. Let me see here. All right, we're going to wait for the interwebs to respond.
I have it on mine.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Well, here we go.
Wack t-shirt. Like, you see what I mean, y'all? I have to deal with this guy.
Number 3, Getaway Car, from the Reputation album.
I don't know if I've heard that one.
No way.
I'm not sure, okay?
Okay.
Gee.
A little bit of a harsher electronic sound on this one. Number 2, All Too Well, 10-minute version. No? Okay, I know you're ready for this one, though. The funny thing is how many Taylor Swift songs have come out since you've been born, and yet this one was from way back a long time ago, from before you were born. Number 1 on this list, the best Taylor Swift song ever.
You Belong With Me.
You Belong With Me. Do you agree with that one?
I agree with it probably 2 on 4.
Okay, so now you kind of came up with your own list.
Yeah.
So let's hear what your list is.
Okay.
And then I'm going to tell you where they had that song that you have on this list. Okay?
Okay.
So what was your number 1 song?
Blank Space.
That was your number 1 song?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's look through the list here of this other one. Just dame un minuto. Un minuto. Okay.
Okay.
Hold on. Okay. Blank Space is number 13 on this list. So of the top 50 songs, they have it up there quite a ways.
Okay.
Not too bad. Okay, what's your number 2?
I think I should change this one probably to like 5, but I'm not. Cruel Summer.
Cruel Summer. That's not like the Ace of Base Bananarama, is it? It's a cruel summer. No.
That's not how the song goes. Okay, 3.
Cruel Summer is number 20 on their list.
Oh. Okay, 3 is You Belong With Me.
Number 1 on their list. Okay.
Okay, 4 are We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together.
Okay, which we already went over.
And then 5, 22.
And I don't know, it's down somewhere. I don't know. You want to see what it, you want to know what it said about You Belong With Me? Mm-hmm. Okay. Give me 1 second, because it's just going so darn slow here. All right, it says, and here we go. It says, It's as eternally teenaged as anything Swift ever wrote. But that's no reason to have to grow out of it. Adult life is full of nothing if not many equivalents to high school friend zone. Who among us e'er stops wishing we'd be seen for our true selves by the guy who can't take his eyes off the cheer captain, whether for us that's the boss, peers, a distracted spouse, or seemingly indifferent DT. To the end, we beat on. Boats against the current, borne back ceaselessly into the bleachers. Okay, very poetic.
Y'all, I don't know a word he said.
But seriously, has there ever been anything more monstrously hooky than this is in the succeeding decade and a half? In other words, it just grabs you, right? It gets your attention. So, that's their number 1 song. But I liked your list, so go through real quick. What was your list again?
Okay, I need to go back to it because I was going to...
And if you can't tell from the extra noise that's filtering into the mics for the listeners, it's because we have a family gathering here, and there's a lot of people around here. That's why. So, go ahead.
Okay, so number 1, Blank Space. Number 2, Cruel Summer. 3, You Belong With Me. Three is You Belong With Me. 4 is Never Ever Getting Back Together. And 5, 22.
All right. Amazing, amazing. Kenna, do you have anything else you want to add?
Yes.
Okay.
I want to give a little shout-out to Olivia Rodrigo and the specific song, Get 'Em Back. Me and my friend, we rock out to the song together. So, yas.
All right. That was absolutely amazing. And I'm so glad that you were with me on Good Take, Bad Take. So, overall, was this list a good take or was it a bad take? And I'm going to do whatever you want. I'm going to choose to do the same thing.
Probably in the middle.
Okay, we'll do middle. Middle of the road. It was an okay take.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Kenna, for joining me on Good Take, Bad Take.